the chairman of the House Taxation Committee, Representative Lynn Jondal of East Lansing, who probably has a few comments to make.
Yes, Don, we're standing here with Representative Jondal, who is chairman of the House Taxation Committee, and as such has a lot of influence on all tax legislation that goes through this legislature. Representative, the governor has proposed an increased circuit breaker for property taxpayers. Republicans want the governor to turn around and increase the speed with which the income tax is rolled back. Some people have said that this is just the beginning of the ante, that this is the beginning of the big card game where people are going to figure out what kind of a tax relief plan is enacted in this upcoming legislature. Does the governor's property tax plan, in your mind, have a serious chance of being enacted?
I think it does have, and I think it would be very difficult for anyone in the legislature to oppose that. We have put in place an end to the increase in the income tax. So we'll see by the end of this year or early in 86 one more drop in that rate before the 87 final elimination of that income tax increase. So that's in place and that's there. We're talking now about a focus on property tax, and I don't think there are many members of this legislature who are not hearing from constituents that the property tax is an ongoing burden and an ongoing problem. So I think what he's proposed is probably lacking only in that it's not adequate to address a lot of the inequities in the property tax. It's a good first step and an appropriate one.
Republicans would argue, however, that the property tax credit affects only a small number of the overall taxpayers in the state, and that by repealing the income tax increase, you'll get more money into the hands of more citizens at a faster rate. Isn't that actually what would happen?
Well, if you're starting with the assumption that we're going to, as the governor is, that we're going to have a balance at the end of the next fiscal year of $65 to $70 million, and then you're talking about how do you redistribute that to taxpayers. It seems to me you're talking only about 1.5 million property taxpayers, whereas you're talking about 3.5 million income taxpayers. If you were to do it through the income tax, assuming it's the same amount of money, that's not going to be enough to have any significant impact on the individual. Whereas under this, you're still talking about the same amount of money, but you're talking about going where the tax is most onerous, most of a problem.
If I could just jump in here for a second, Lynn, you say that the income tax is no longer the current issue, that we're talking about property tax reform now. You're talking about that. The governor's talking about that. Some Democrats are talking about that, but others are still talking about a tax rollback, as are the Republicans. In fact, they're very unified in that they're not going to accept this.
I think they're not unified in one sense, though, and that is already major members of the Republican caucus in the Senate. Senator Gass, for example, is saying we don't have the adequate revenues yet to talk about a rollback. And he's saying, let's talk about a year from now an additional rollback if that's necessary. My own judgment is that as we look at where we are now and we begin to see some of the figures, we'll get the budget message next week, presumably, and we'll begin to see some of the revenue pictures. I think a lot of people are going to have a harder and harder time talking about additional rollback of the income tax because there just isn't going to be that kind of money on hand in order to do that.
So you're saying you're going to divide and conquer, essentially, the Republican forces?
Politically, I think what the governor has proposed for those purposes is a good political move in that he's saying, let's now recognize that we have put the income tax increase on a schedule and course so that we'll see in December of 85 or January of 86 that rate will go back to 5.1. Then we will see a fixed date when it goes off altogether. Having done that, now let's look at the need for reform in the property tax area. That's a hard one for me to fight, and I think for a number of members of our caucus, even those who would like to see a lower income tax earlier, because they're also hearing, as we all are, from our constituents. I live in East Lansing, which is a notably high property tax city. And people are concerned about that. And it's not a fair tax in the same way the income tax is. So I think he's really, in that sense, talked about and put a focus on the appropriate hurting point in terms of people's overall tax picture.
Lynn, another tax proposal the governor talked about was an R&D credit, a research and development credit for the single business tax. This is something that conservatives have been asking for a long time. Is that reasonable, in your opinion, given a recent report which shows the average business in this state really pays no single business tax?
Well, I have more trouble being enthusiastic about that as a proposal, as a matter of fact. It seems to me there are a number of questions unanswered before we say where that will go. One of them is, does a credit or can a tax incentive? He didn't say a credit, he said an incentive. So I'm assuming that there are a number of options we can look at, whether they be credits, deductions, whatever. Does it work? The federal government has had such a program, a tax credit for R&D. They're talking very seriously about repealing that, apparently because it has not worked. It has not provided the additional investment in research that they had hoped for. So I think that's a question. Another question is, if that would cost us in lost revenues X amount of dollars, is that a good use of those kinds of dollars or a necessary one? I think there are a lot of questions to be answered as we get into that one.
Thank you, Representative Lynn Jondal, Chairman of the House Taxation Committee.
Be sure they got